चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
मार्केट एंड्स फ्लैट आफ्टर आरबीआई रेट कट। रेट सेंसिटिव स्टॉक्स टर्न वोलेटाइल। बेंचमार्क इक्विटी इंडाइसेस गेव अप गेन्स टू एंड ऑलमोस्ट फ्लैट ऑन थर्सडे एज इन्वेस्टर्स बुक्ड प्रॉफिट्स एट हायर लेवल्स आफ्टर द रिजर्व बैंक सरप्राइजिंगली रिड्यूस्ड द रेपो रेट बाय 0.25%। After rising nearly 200 points, the 30-share BSE Sensex ended 4.14 points or 0.01% lower at 36,971.09, while the broader Nifty settled 6.95 points or 0.0% higher at 11,069.40. India VIX, the fear gauge for domestic equities, rose 1.40%. Rate-sensitive stocks swung between gains and losses after the rate cut announcement, with BSE Realty Index slipping 0.02%, Bankex gaining 0.04% and Auto Index soaring 1.77%. The Reserve Bank of India cut the repo rate by 0.25% to 6.25% on expectation that inflation will stay within its target range, a move that may make home and other loans cheaper. The RBI, under its new governor, Shaktikanta Das, changed the monetary policy stance to neutral from the earlier calibrating tightening, signaling further softening of rates if inflation remained benign. From stock market point of view, the policy decision is already discounted in indices. Traders are looking to book some profit from here, which can push indices to lower levels, said Deepa Pratha Bhattacharji, head of research, Capital M. In a medium term, market has always reacted positively to a rate cut. Since we are in an environment where RBI is now neutral with the focus to keep growth in an economy and tab on inflation, we may attract long-term money that can move the market. This is a positive event for the market, though on a cautious note, we have an election in the next 3 months. So that needs to be taken into account, Mustafa Nadim, CEO, Epic Research said. In the Sensex pack, Sun Pharma was the biggest gainer, rallying 4.48%, followed by Bajaj Auto, Tata Motors, Coal India, Hero MotoCorp, Maruti and HCL Tech, rising up to 3.01%, while RIL, Power Grid, HDFC, L&T, IndusInd Bank, NTPC and Bajaj Finance declined up to 1.50%. On a net basis, foreign portfolio investors bought shares worth a net of ₹694.97 crore on Wednesday, and domestic institutional investors were net buyers to the tune of ₹525.26 crore, the provisional data available with BSE showed. Elsewhere in Asia, Japan's Nikkei fell 0.59%, while Korea's Kospi ended flat. Bourses in China were closed for Lunar New Year break. In the Eurozone, Frankfurt's DAX was down 0.48% and Paris CAC 40 fell 0.30% in late morning deals, while London's FTSE was up by 0.18%. The rupee meanwhile appreciated 11 paise against the US dollar to 71.45 intraday. The benchmark Brent crude futures rose 0.06% to US dollar 62.73 per barrel.